7th District Legislative Update. I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
So what are some of the more interesting debates coming up in the legislative session?
One of the bills I'd like to highlight is one that I'm working on with one of my Democratic colleagues, Senator Cooterer, and this is the regulation of pharmacy benefit managers. And while these are agencies that health insurance companies use to pay out claims, they're increasingly hurting the relationship that a patient has with their doctor and with their pharmacist. And these are trusted relationships we have. Oftentimes, these companies are forcing you as a patient to use their company, their pharmacy, or mail order. Well, if you live in Republic, you may now have to go to Spokane to have a prescription filled because maybe mail order doesn't work for you. This bill really ensures a level playing field is what it does by making sure that the business practices are fair. Look, this isn't normally something I support, but it's gotten so egregious and so out of control. It's very needed. Again, goes back to that patient, doctor, pharmacist relationship.
There are also a couple of bills that you don't like.
And what they have in common is that they provide sweeping grants of authority to state agencies, which is usually never a good sign. The first one is an ergonomics bill, which essentially deals with musculoskeletal injuries. What we know is the science is not clear, or medical research for that matter, on what causes these injuries. But if you're someone who works at a job where there's repetitive motions, this is what this comes down to. In 2000, I just remind listeners, Elle and I did a horrible rule, and the voters a couple years later actually repealed it. This bill would put it back. And I'd like to remind listeners that last year in the House, they did an all-night session fighting this bill, fighting against this bill. It died last year. It's now back in the Senate. We're going to do everything we can to fight it again. The second bill is one on a favorite topic of mine, land use decisions in the Growth Management Act. So what this bill would do is add climate change as a goal and an element, an appealable element under the Growth Management Act. This really gives state agencies tremendously broad authority to tell local governments what to do because of the way it's drafted. The people I repeatedly hear from are ones that want those local decisions made at the local level, not at the state level. And oftentimes these are agencies that haven't been able to pass policies in the legislature, and they're using this as a vehicle to push local governments their way.
7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. I'm Tracy Ellis.